Hello again. I'm Jim Tedder in Washington with the program that helps you learn American English. We also tell you about important events that are happening around the world. Today we begin with China, where change appears to be happening in the court system. One woman has done something unusual. Then we're off to South Africa to hear about energy problems and interesting answers. Let's get started with part one. Protesters in China, for a long time, have asked the central government for help in fixing problems in their home communities. But in a recent case, a Chinese woman took legal action against the government, trying to force them to act. Ana Mateo reports.
A woman named Xia Runying lives in China's rural Jiangxi province. She says she was forced to have a sterilization operation. As a result, she lost the ability to have children. A Chinese court refused to hear her case. Law experts say it is the first time a Chinese citizen has sought damages from the government on the issue of forced sterilizations and abortions, treatments for ending pregnancies. The Chinese government is expected to reform its sterilization and forced abortions policies later this year. The experts say these reforms will likely make this case the first of many brought by Chinese citizens against the government. Feminist Voice is a women's rights organization in Beijing. Xiong Jing is a member of the group.
Actually, that happens to a lot of rural women in China. Xia was not the only case, but she was the first one to file a lawsuit to the government and to ask for a compensation. I think that's really important, and it may encourage some other women who have the same similar situation, and to urge the government to protect women's reproductive rights and their rights of informed choices.
Xia Runying says that in 2012, representatives of the Family Planning Committee in Dayuan County took her from her home to a hospital. She says they forced her and her husband to agree to a sterilization operation. She claims that forced sterilization is against Chinese law. She also claims the operation caused many health problems, including pain in her lower back and dizziness. 2 years after the surgery, Ms. Xia says doctors found damage to the veins of her lower abdomen. She took legal action against the family planning committee that forced her to have the surgery. She says she should be paid for medical costs and for psychological damage caused by the operation. The court that rejected the case said her medical problems are unrelated to the sterilization operation. Last year, China's National People's Congress approved an amendment to the Administrative Procedure Law. This change is expected to expand the rights of citizens to sue the government. Lawyer Susan Finder has been observing China's court system for more than 20 years. She says that while Ms. Xia's case was dismissed, it may lead to more reforms in the rule of law. Chinese state media say 13 million abortions are performed each year in China, and that number is rising. The number of abortions performed each year is up 30% in larger Chinese cities, such as Tianjin. I'm Ana Mateo.
You are listening to The Voice of America, and we are coming to you from Washington. South Africa's state power system, Eskom, is struggling to meet demand for electricity in the country. The company has put in place an aggressive plan for limiting the amount of electricity it supplies to prevent a collapse of the electrical system. However, the unpredictability of the system is causing some South Africans to become self-sufficient. These people have begun producing energy in their own homes. Many are choosing renewable forms of energy. Mario Ritter has the story.
South African state power company Eskom has a big problem. The company provides about 95% of South Africa's electricity. But Eskom officials have said there is a strong probability of controlled power cuts almost every day for the next few months. They say the company may have to do this to avoid a total collapse of the system, known as an electrical grid. Observers say a number of problems are partly to blame. They include a failure to make much-needed repairs, a lack of investment, and non-cost-reflective tariffs or taxes. The company has added 7 million people to the electrical grid since 1994. Delays in building new power centers have meant that Eskom has overextended the operation of 27 old power plants. Some South Africans are considering other power sources to reduce their dependence on the electrical grid. Currently, renewable energy provides only about 2% of the country's power requirements. South Africa needs about 30,000 megawatts of electricity every day. Engineer Greg Ball lives in Johannesburg. He depends on Eskom to provide 5% of the power his family uses. Solar energy meets the rest of their demand for surplus electricity used to power 2 electric cars. He says it is good for the environment.
You have to start developing an environmental conscience. I don't want to be somebody that sort of goes through my whole career business doing the same old, and then dumping all these issues and problems onto my kids. If we can make just a very small difference individually, collectively, it will be significant.
Some people say that taking oneself off the grid is only for people who can pay for it. Greg Ball spent over $30,000 placing solar technology equipment on his home. He says the technology has paid for itself. He says he saves about $7,500 in fuel every year. Starting costs are high, yet several solar companies in Johannesburg told VOA that recent power outages have helped create a notable increase in interest. Ryan Beach is part of a Go Green project for Parkhurst, a wealthy area in Johannesburg. The project aims to take 2,000 houses off the electrical grid and have them using renewable energy by 2020. He says, "We are currently looking at all the technology out there, from hydro to solar and wind. That would hurt local utility companies. Local governments earn about $2 billion a year from water and electricity. There is likely to be resistance to losing 2,000 customers, who pay some of the highest rates in the country." Energy experts say South Africa must seek cleaner energy and end its dependence on coal. South Africa is also the fourth largest coal exporting country in the world. Energy expert Chris Yelland argues the government should be looking at more environmentally friendly energy choices. He says there are a lot of good reasons why we should diversify away from coal, and also a lot of good reasons, in my opinion, to diversify away from a single monopoly electricity supplier. Eskom's financial problems could mean higher fees for customers in the future. That could cause more people to turn to renewable energy. I'm Mario Ritter.
And I'm Jim Tedder. Thank you for joining us today. This is VOA, the Voice of America.